Excellent. Yeah, I have not touched a knob since yesterday. So it's
nice, nice.
Fairly the same.
Hey, everybody.
Hey!
Woo! Yeah, it's the Big Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Gird your loins and button down your hunches.
Honey bunches of them.
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
It sure is.
If that makes a difference to you.
It's the 15th of August, 2007.
If that does anything for you.
Not at all. Not in the least.
It's 343.
It's hump day.
Yeah.
I presume.
You know what that means.
Humping?
For me.
Not. It's your day off. You got to go to the movies.
Yeah. Yep. Went to the movies, and then later I will not have to go to the work. Yeah, went to Meet the Robinsons. Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed that?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Really, though?
Yeah.
Why?
I was expecting, you know, like, you go, girl, don't go there, explode, kind of, you know, like, it's all like, you know what I'm saying?
You thought it was going to be like Bratz the movie.
Yeah, totally. I thought everyone was going to be, like, saying all these modern phrases, like alt-tab and peace be with you, you know, and like...
Peace be with you?
But peace be with you, yeah.
Oh.
Say it, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but no, it was none of that. It was all good. It was very tight. It was very...
That's Pixar?
It was actually Disney. I believe it was the...
It's a non...
I think this is my hunch, but I believe it was the Disney movie that they made before they had a Pixar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But it was, man, it was good. There was this one blanket in it. I mean, I know it's kind of mundane or whatever, but, like, there was this one blanket that looked so real.
Nice. That's good. That's good. That's what you want.
Yeah, it, you know, it was a blue fuzzy blanket and seems a little ratty, you know, but it, like, man, I was like, fuck, they really went to town on that blanket.
You would have paid 50 cents to see that blanket.
Yeah. In fact, I think that's how I'll look at it.
There you go. The blanket was worth 50 cents to you. The movie, you saw it for $1.50?
$1.50, yeah.
And
not too
you,
shabby.
You took the chids?
Mm-hmm.
And they're $1.50 as well?
Yep. Even yeah. Allison.
That's pretty good.
Because she's two. Yeah. No,
but
not,
she,
not
she
too
went,
bad at all.
She went and got a refund, though, because she left early. She didn't enjoy it.
No, she was hopping back and forth between the seat and my lap, which was okay. But there was one moderately scary part in it. She was like Lap City then, for sure. Just. We got Mike and Ike's. You know which Mike and Ike's were?
50 cents.
No, a dollar, but, you know.
A dollar per Mike?
No, it was a box.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, they didn't have big theater boxes of anything.
Yeah, you know? Just regular store size. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you prefer? So what do you prefer, Mike's or Ike's?
Well, that's the thing that always confounds me. There's like three colors in there. I don't know what's going on.
They all taste the same anyway.
Well, that's true, too.
Do you like licorice all sorts?
I like crows.
What are crows?
They're like just black gumdrops, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know what all sorts are. Those are the like licorice tube snippings.
Yeah, and they're all like pink and yellow and black.
Oh.
You know those things?
No.
You don't?
No. I like black licorice, but I don't much.
I'm warming up to it. I used to hate it as a kid, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
Now that you're eating mushrooms and molasses on everything, you're all... Bring on the must. Yeah. Not the musk, mind you. Not the fucking musk.
Yikes. How is that even a flavor? I just don't get it.
I don't know. And then later, I come to find that,
Yes? Hello?
My power just... Zoop.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah.
Just decided to blink.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't Skype's fault for once.
Yeah.
I don't know. We seem to be doing well so far on that front. So anyhow,
farge.
You were... Farge. You were saying... Something about the musk that later that you... Something or other.
Later I come to find that I've in fact cannot consume a mint.
What?
Mint.
He can't consume mint?
No.
He's
allergic to it? He says if he accidentally tastes any mint, he has to wash his mouth out.
Because it tastes bad to him?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. He has to... Does he brush his teeth with gravy?
Yeah, I don't know what their toothpaste flavors are over there from Musk.
Musk? Goodness. Kangaroo scrotum?
Yeah.
Sagebrush? And...
Egg.
Just egg-flavored.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, this is, we were talking about this the other night, this might be a good idea. What would you say, what if there should be the possibility of, futures?
All for it.
What if there was theaters, movie theaters that you could go to that played old movies, but like the old prints, you know, real thing of, and not just like film festival art movies, but, you know, you could go and watch Back to the Future, the original, you know, thing, the way it's meant to be
sure.
seen.
Or Adventures in Babysitting?
Anything like that. I mean, they could have these theaters that just have, like, you know...
The Money Pit?
Yeah, anything like that. Because these are movies, that any movie, really. It's made for big screen, it's made for the theater experience, and then you get to enjoy that for a couple weeks. And then you never get to enjoy it like that again. There's the odd time when things get re-released and remastered and re-shoved out the door. But, you know, it's like you will never be able to enjoy that movie in the way it was intended to be enjoyed. You know, they can come close with home theater and widescreen and all this kind of stuff, but it's not the same. You know, even if you have a kick-ass home theater, you're not watching it with 100 assholes and, you know.
So, like a theater chain. Even,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Yeah.
Would they all sync up?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, and now showing around the world for 1 week only, Footloose.
Yeah. Why not?
I am so into that, you got no idea.
But it's weird, though, hey? Because movies, it's one of the few... Form art forms that happens to, you know, like you don't, it's the original way it was meant to be seen is taken away from you and you can't experience that anymore.
Yeah. It's not like they make a sculpture and then unveil the sculpture and all right, you got 6 weeks to look at it. And then
we'll take a picture of it.
Smash the shit out of it. And you can buy a postcard.
That's right. That's yeah. And you're like, well, I still get to look at it, but, or if books were all destroyed, and then the only way to experience a book again was to have a book on tape, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or get PDF.
Yeah, comic books on the computer.
Ridiculous.
I don't know. So it's just kind of weird. The movie industry is such a big, big deal, so much money, and then it's just so kind of like disposable like that.
Now, where are all these old prints? I know they're returned to the studios, but then what? They destroyed? They melted? They recycled?
Then they release a new album and give it up for free in a newspaper in England.
Prince. Darf! Yeah. That was... Wow, okay. Yeah. No, thanks. That was,
wow, okay.
That took me a bit of...
Mm-hmm.
That took the last of my coffee powers.
Connect the dots. All right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess all that shit does degrade and it's, you know, film and shit. And like it's so, but why not use it while you still can? What are you saving it for?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just destroy all that shit or maybe they erase it and record, you know, Seinfeld episodes over top of it.
Maybe they ink it back in. Maybe they, you know,
just color
painstakingly
it.
Fill in all the light spots with film markers. You know, it's just a marker of pure black film, you know, and they...
Yeah.
A bunch of Irish doing that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's pretty weird, though.
I don't know, but I'm all about it. I'm totally into that, and that would be totally great.
Here's my other...
You
big...
know, it'd be even... You know, it'd be good?
What?
I mean, this is a great idea of that. But, you know, suppose it was one of them multiplex, whatever, you know, 24 theater thingamajigs.
Okay.
24 theaters, you just pay to get in. You know?
Yeah.
Pay to get in the actual building.
And then go watch whatever movie you want for as long as you want.
Pay to wander around, yeah. Just kind of go 20 minutes of Fletch here and then, you know, a little Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, why not like a pass at any theater, really, even today, to go see any movie. Like, just go hang out there, you know, like, make a nice lounge and you have your arcade and all that kind of stuff and pay, you know, you can make
well,
it.
Well, I know why they can't do that. They can't do that shit.
Why is that?
Because we have to know imagine if they didn't keep track of exactly how many dollars each individual film made.
Then what?
Then, like,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they'd have to fill all that dead space on, like, Entertainment Tonight and all the radio
That's
programs.
That's right. I need to know what the number one movie
Entertainment
is.
Entertainment Weekly? Yeah.
I don't know. It's all meaningless stats to me, you know? When they say that, it's like, okay, well, that was the most popular. Well, is that why? Like, how much something made it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
No, it should really just
be. We don't even need to know that information.
They should really say how many times it's been downloaded.
Aha.
That's the true.
Then you know how popular it is.
Measure of artistic success.
Probably. How many eyeballs were on your product?
Mm-hmm.
And by product, I mean unit.
Hey, baby, check out my product.
In our vintage theater, do you think they could have served vintage candy?
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Just nerds?
Yes. It'd be nice if they had couches instead of seats, too.
Yeah, the theater you went to had couches.
Not in the movie-watching area. They had, like, a lobby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they had springy seats at the theater I went to, kind of little bit rockerish. And it's kind of a weird layout. It's like, you know, whenever I go to the movies, I always sit, like, squat in the middle. I mean, like, I sit center, you know, wall to wall. And but this theater has an aisle down the middle. It has the aisle down the middle. So you're forced to sit slightly to the left or the right. You can't actually sit in the middle, which is weird for me.
That is weird.
The first time I went to the theater, I saw Viva Vendetta, and I had a little panic attack not being able to sit in the middle.
Maybe. Well, what if you have a wheelchair? Can you sit in the aisle then?
There are missing seats.
Are they better?
No, I mean, like, there's a couple of rows where, like, there's no seat on the end.
Oh, okay.
Like, they just took one seat out and, like, okay, you can park here.
Meh.
I don't think you can park in the middle because it's you're blocking a fire exit.
Hmm.
Yep. They don't have any light-up carpet there or anything, you know? You go to the theater now and it's, like, they got the glowing carpets. You know where to walk, get your seat and everything. Even during
I haven't seen glowing carpet before. We just have little lights on the side, airplane lights or something.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
And,
it should make glow in the dark carpet, though.
So the whole time we're walking down to our seats, Spencer's just like screaming, "I can't see, Dada! I can't see anything, Dada!" That's pretty good.
And then you ran away.
Yeah,
he's still there.
Come find me now. I just jingled my keys for 20 minutes, and he groped around in the darkness. It was actually it was pretty crowded. I was surprised. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of moms with like 7 or 20 kids, you know. You know what I mean?
I do.
There's like sitting right behind us. There's like an entire lane of kids, and then their mom sitting behind them, and like every time they'd be like, "Is this the shh? Shut up! Shut up! Watch the movie." Like, lady, that's okay.
Yeah.
I got kids. I ain't gonna shush them. Yeah. So, I'm gonna go ahead and wind them up a little bit.
There you go.
So I gave them some Mike and Ike's, some Sierra Mist.
Gave them some.
I brought a giant backpack to the theater, but I didn't sneak anything in.
Huh. You probably could have snuck your kids in.
Yeah, Allison, anyway.
Yeah.
Totally. No, I could have had a whole turkey dinner.
You could have dressed Spencer up as a My Buddy.
Oh, man. No, My Pet Monster. I love those orange Velcro handcuffs.
Yes.
Started me on my path.
To what?
Orange Velcro handcuff collecting, naturally.
Oh, I thought you meant your raver past.
What?
Probably wore those and probably had a fluorescent green pacifier.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You used to go to raves, didn't you?
Made me the man I am today? No, I never went to no rave. I was too old, I think.
Well, it's never... Well, yeah. No, I think it's
far too late.
The scene is still going on, and Steve said that he saw some raver kid on the bus with a pacifier and all that shit.
I will go really? To still? The elder raves, the reunion raves down the line, you know, when it's like, hey, raves are back, dude.
Yeah.
They're extreme raves. Remember raves?
Now they're back in pog form.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'll, then I'll sneak in because no one's going to be like, hey, that guy's 5 years older than the rest of us. Jazzbo.
You know? Jazzbo. Yeah, that's true. The longer you wait, the more that no one cares.
Yeah, I bet I could even snarfle on into it.
Since 2006.
Oh,
what?
Back.
Oh, yeah. Shit, what the hell was I going to say? Fuck. I don't know.
Something about Jazzbo. Yep. You know what I think?
Nope.
I believe that Louis Armstrong should have took a page from Screamer Jay Hawkins and performed with a bone in his nose.
Why is that?
I just think I think it would have advanced Negraic cultures faster.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
I knew that was coming. I was fishing for that. I was like, come on now, Cat Macro. Come on.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Yeah, what's up? You,
my brain's exhausted.
You know, you don't sound dour or somber. Bauer.
No, I'm kind of spaced out. I don't know. I woke up really early. I've been waking up early lately and getting some shit done, doing some comics in the morning and all that. And it's good. I like it. But then the problem is when it's time for me to go to work, it feels like it's time for me to have a nap. Or
yeah, you know, I hear that.
It feels like work's done already.
Don't listen to this work.
Yeah. So
I don't understand that feeling.
Yeah.
And I would never act on it.
I don't know. I'm just a little kind of zoning out right now.
Can you nap at work? You ever napped at work?
No. One time I went in one of the conference rooms and they have really, really nice leather chairs in there that recline almost all the way flat.
Yeah.
And I had a lay down there, but I didn't nap. But that would be the place to do it. And the conference rooms are always several degrees cooler than everywhere else. They're, in fact, if the air conditioning is on and you're comfortable in the office, you go in there, it's freezing cold. So it's kind of a nice place to hang out.
To chill out, if you will.
Derf. Yeah. But, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, they have the nicest chairs in the conference rooms, and then we have the shittiest beat-up office chairs. Or, like, the arm paddings all being chewed up, and the back of mine, you know how sometimes there's like a little screw in the back to sort of adjust the height of the back of the chair?
Oh,
you know?
Sure, yeah.
That's just gone to shit, and it just sort of flops around as it wants, and yeah.
So irritating.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, but...
They're not steel office chairs, though, are they? Or they
no, they're just sort of regular plastic and fabric kind of thing, yeah.
My grandpa had one of those all steel ones or whatever, you know, with the naga hide covering on it, and that was all fucked up, and then the chair itself was rusted, and it could pivot, but you had to like push with both feet to like turn it, and you know,
fine, I'll just turn my torso. It's easier.
Yep.
But they have the nicest chairs in the conference rooms, and which barely get used, and it's really dumb. And they're buying all new sort of gear, new computers, new monitors, and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, hey, how about some chairs? They're not that expensive. How about a paperclip and a pen once in a while?
Chairs.
Really?
A paper plate and a pen?
Paperclip. But yeah, any of that would be good. I don't know.
And are you guys making tops? Do you work at a top factory?
Just doing art,
some tops.
Arts and crafts.
Oh, dude, I was looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Jabs.
Mm-hmm. Find any?
Looking for a jab.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trolling Craigslist for a jab, and I found one in Columbia Heights, which is where I grew up. At this is great. It's third shift. It's right up my alley. Okay. All right. It's like. Damn it, Spencer. It's the box factory.
Box factory.
Yeah.
Good Christ.
As soon as he hears me talking about it, he yells across the room. Why isn't the box factory your work?
Why isn't the box factory your work?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't want to work in a box factory.
What would you be doing there?
Making boxes.
Out of vinyl?
No.
Hey, out of Pringles?
No, I want to say that.
You want to say what?
Okay.
Okay. She wants to see that.
All right. So. All right, what else are we doing?
Yeah, really. Yes, yeah, sweetheart?
I don't even want to say.
You don't know what to say?
No.
What is this, the talking show?
No.
Not anymore.
She took the... I need that. Babe, this is the talking show. There we go. So I guess send your queries. Right?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And,
oh, you're ending the show already, huh?
Well, how long did you want to go? You got more stuff? I mean, this horse is dead.
I know.
Hit it a few more times.
I know it. Hey, you ever notice in the televisions?
Okay. You know what really drives me nuts? You know what really drives me up the wall? You ever watching a show? You know what really drives me up the wall? They got a little C and a C inside of a box. You know, what is that? Why do they have that? What is that for? They got the little C and the C and the little box there. What is that?
A C and the... And the C,
yeah, you know what it is? A little C in the corner there. You was like, what is that for? You know? Does anyone know? No. It's ridiculous.
Have you seen these things? Now, you guys seen this? You guys know, you've been to a store. You ever seen this?
You ever been to stores?
Yeah. You ever go to the store? You ever see this? You ever see this in a store? You ever go into a store and see a thing? You ever see it? I mean, this thing.
You ever be at stores?
It's you know those little like Listerine breath strip things or whatever brand, you know, the little gel things that you put on your tongue and the breath strip things. Yeah. You know those? Yeah. They have Red Bull ones. They're not really Red Bull. They're like made of, I don't know, they're some other brand, but they are guarana flavored or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the package says that 4 strips equals 1 Red Bull.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're just those little like breath strip things.
Huh. Those have got to be potent tasting.
Well, yeah. I didn't buy them. I'm afraid of them, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, when I tried putting one of them breath strip things in my mouth the one time, it stuck to the top back inner roof soft palate area of my throat.
Yeah, they do that, yeah.
And I thought I would maybe die. So I'll try that. Sure. Yeah.
You ever try making a condom out of them?
Ah. Whew. No.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
we should get those. Try them. That sounds,
should I buy them? And
I absolutely think you should buy them. And
it's weird though. Cause like there's, there's like, you know, there's liquid caffeine, there's drinks, and then there's pills. Right. And then that's kind of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really like... This is closer to candy, you know? It's not like caffeinated candy, is there?
Don't think so.
Well...
There's some caffeine chocolate, but...
Yeah, well, okay, sure. But I don't know.
No, I mean, it's not like... wake-up candy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious about that. The end.
My kids just don't understand sign language. I'll try it. Get me some of that. I'll try it.
Maybe you should turn on closed captioning for them.
You know, yeah. You know, what would be good is that on hot dogs.
Yeah, sure. Oh man, what if they were flavorless? That would be useful.
What?
Dissolve them in your Coca-Cola.
Put them in your enemy's warm milk. So when he thinks he's getting ready to go to bed, to drink his warm milk to help him go to sleep, it would in fact be potent with guarana.
Yes.
Take that enemy who lives with me, apparently. Softy.
All right. I won't tell her you said that.
Oh, I meant in this hypothetical state. It would not Heather. I would never try to keep Heather awake.
Really? Even if you wanted to nap worse than she did?
No, because as soon as she falls asleep, then I can go ahead and fall asleep.
And she won't know.
Right. As long as they wake up before her.
All right, I get
it. And the kids don't, you know, try to cook or anything.
Let's get out of here. This is the worst show ever.
Sanjay, come back.
Gross.
Yeah, all right. Let's somehow fold that fucking dog shit taco into a TV show for the years.
Bye, Peters. Hello. Is this Spy vs. Spy podcast?
Hello. And we're back.
Hello.
And we're back.
Hello.